Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Aloma. This is program number 772. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. We're continuing on. I believe this will be the last of Revelation today. I don't know if we can get it all or not. It depends on how much the Lord has me expound. I've got songs and also letters. But right now, let's pray. Lord God, continue anointing my programs with your Spirit. It is the Spirit, not the letter, that brings forth life, but it's the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you will give our needs. Strongly bind the devil. Lord, shut every door to him and open up great and mighty doors for us. For I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we're going to be talking today about the city where the Lamb is the light. This is chapter 21, verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, because we live in them. We are housed in God. Verse 23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Well, Bush and Clinton, all of them said, well, we were kings of the earth. No, there's a nation of kings and priests. These are the kings that the Lord is talking about. He made the born-again Christians kings and priests. Those are the only kings that are going to be in the kingdom of heaven. Of course, Jesus is the king of all these born-again Christian kings. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So all the works that we did, because we ruled on earth as kings, and we have a certain glory about us. And when we go into the kingdom of heaven, we bring that glory, the works that we did. There'll be motion pictures up there that we'll see of all of our works. And it's going to be so interesting, because you're going to know that the people that are on the screen are real. Now, you hear so many phony testimonies and so many people saying, I'm Christian. They won't be there. It'll be the kings and the priests of the Lord that will be there. And there, when you're talking to them, you know you're talking to a real person. A real person. And they have glory and honor. These kings that were on earth, that did a good work for the Lord on earth, do bring their glory and honor into it. Verse 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. So that means the gates are going to be open all the time. Amen?
Amen.
All right, verse 26, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Well, what is the glory and honor of the nations? Do you think that aborting babies is glory?
No.
And honor?
No.
Do you think that homosexuals are glorious and honorable?
No.
Did I say lesbians?
No.
Same thing. Lesbians?
No.
Adulterers and fornicators?
No.
And people that try to lead people into temptation?
No.
Is that glory and honor?
No.
Okay, people that pick their noses? Do you think that that's glory and honor? Oh, gosh. Why do I have to say stupid things like that? Okay, now verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Well, people that make laws that defile, they can't come in there. Neither whatsoever worketh abominations. You can't come in. Or maketh a lie. You're a liar. Well, can't I come in? Well, I just lost my mind. I didn't realize I was lying. Well, if somebody told you about 1,000 times that you were a liar, why didn't you get the point? Why didn't you repent? Well, because Satan had too much of a hold on me. Those are the ones that pick their noses. Well, of course, you have to pick your nose. Just don't let anybody see you. Okay, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, only those that really did what the Lord said are going to be there. No phonies, no simpaticos. Only those that loved not their life. Only those that were not self-centered. Not those that weep because your little pea-picking feelings are hurt. We don't love our lives. We'll go to the cross. We'll go to the firing squad. We're not going to be weeping. We're like the three Hebrew children that went in the fire. Don't think that we're going to cry for ourselves or feel sorry for us or plead for our life. Throw us in there. Because we're not going to worship the golden eye. We're not going to wash up anything of gold or silver or stone, precious stones here on this side of eternity, because we know that we've got a city that's loaded with that stuff. We're not feel sorry for ourselves. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now we're in chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water. This is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. This is the pure river of water of life. Clear, the Spirit is clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. The tree of life is symbolic of Jesus. But there is a tree there that you can eat from, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. All the different people from different nations, they're never going to be sick. Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, not in heaven, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, because he's worthy. You're not worthy. Humans are not worthy. You've just been made to believe that by the image of the beast that keeps coming to you from TV and other propaganda of Satan. Verse 4, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Praise the Lord. Verse 5, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. That means never ends. Verse 6, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Now here's Jesus talking. Behold, verse 7, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. You better keep them if you want to be blessed or blessed. Both ways, blessed or blessed. Same thing. Verse 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Verse 9, then saith the angel unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets. In other words, he was a human at one time. And of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God and God only. Verse 10, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Well, you can understand this book. This is the time that you better get your soul ready. Verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. This is the end of salvation. You won't be able to be saved anymore on this day. If you're unjust, you're going to stay unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. See if the Lord cares. That's you're the one that's going to have to pay for it, you filthy scumbag. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 12, this is Jesus talking. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work. Why do you mean we have to work? All these false prophets say, you don't have to do work. Jesus did it all. They're liars. Jesus did it all, and he's living in you, and he wants to do it all in you too. To give every man according as his work shall be. If your work is filth, you're going to get cursed. Verse 13, I, Jesus talking, am Alpha and Omega, the A to Z, the beginning of everything and the end of everything. I am the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life, to Jesus always, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For everything that's without, that's outside of the city, are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers like you abortion, you people that commit abortion, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Liars! They're outside. God, I don't want to be around any of them, and I thank God for this. Verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Well, where it says in the Bible that he is the son of David, and he says that his throne will go on forever, that doesn't mean that every one of David's sons that sinned are going to make it. It just means that Jesus is going to be the head of everything, is the king that went through the lineage of David, and that he's going to reign forever and ever, for 1,000 generations, and in heaven forever and ever. Verse 17, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the bride, which is us, tell everybody, come on, get saved. Come on, get ready, there's a train a-coming. And let him that heareth say, come on, I'm hearing, and you come on, everybody, now. And let him that is athirst, you're hungering and thirsting for the word of God, come on. And whosoever will, we're not going to force you. Whosoever will, let him come. Take the water of life, the Holy Spirit, freely. It's there for you to drink if you want it. If you want to feel sorry for yourself, you filthy scum, it's impossible for you to drink because your mind is on yourself. Those of us that are of the Lord, we don't care if we die. I don't love this life in this world. I love what I'm doing for the Lord, and that's it. Verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Well, what are these plagues? Grievous sores, stings by these locusts that come out of hell, eternity in hell, in the lake of fire, a worse, plagues of hail, 100 pounds each, tornadoes, twisters, tsunamis, earthquakes, and many more, all kinds of wretched diseases. Verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Well, wait a minute, all the false prophets are saying that once saved, always saved. But God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, and that's Jesus, he says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, the Apostle John says, Lord Jesus, even so come. Verse 21, and the grace or the power of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that's the completion of the book of Revelation. You see how easy that was? Amen?
Amen?
People are afraid to attack it because they know that they don't know the Bible well enough. They're afraid they'll take away something from them, that they'll be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life because they're not sure of themselves. You have to be sure of yourself. Because if you're in the Spirit, you have to be sure that the Holy Spirit's in you. And I am sure of that. I'm not taking away or adding to it all. What you heard me say is the truth. I'm so happy that that got over. Now I can die. I got the book of Revelation, the right way for all you people to hear and read, and you know what it says now. No dodging the bullets anymore. All right, so we have some letters. Where is the first one from?
From Buster in Texarkana, Arkansas.
Yes, go ahead. Let's read. Buster had this really vivid dream. It was a dream vision. Read it real quickly here.
Last night, Tony, I had a dream that is so real. Real enough to start writing this report of it immediately after I woke up. I'm praying now for God to write these words through my hand and let this report truly reflect the severe intensity and reality of this dream. God's telling me to let it be known that before I actually went to sleep, as always, I said a prayer to God for that wall of fire of protection that only God can give is built up and around me during my sleep, protecting me from Satan and his imps coming into my mind during my sleep. I pray this prayer every time before I sleep and have since 2003. The dream was of an overpass on what was obviously a major highway system in a big city. I could see ahead of me holes in the asphalt, but not immediately the severity of it all, because I was on an incline of that part of the overpass. I dodged several holes by swerving around them in my car. The dream was so vivid that I also recognized the dash in the car I was driving, and it was the Lincoln I drive daily. As I got closer to the top of this overpass, a car in front of me had kids looking out the back glass of their car, and I could see that they were screaming without actually hearing the screams. Their faces had such terror on them that I hit the brakes on my car purely out of reaction to the visual effect of seeing those kids. After hitting the brakes, my car skidded into a hole where the front of my car went down into it. I crawled into the back seat and went out of a back door, thinking of how glad I was just to get out. After I was out of my car, I walked slowly ahead in anticipation of what was happening with those kids in that car that was ahead of me. As I was walking further, I reached the summit of the incline on that overpass and was only then given the vision of the expanse of destruction of what was going on. I first saw a huge section gone out of that overpass and looked down at the edge of it to see the car those kids were in at the bottom of what was then shown to me a three-tier overpass system that all were crumbled from looking over this expansed vision of destruction. There were many cars either at the bottom of this scene or hanging off of the edge of remaining bits of this highway. Fires were here and there. People were screaming from all over. From this vantage point I was on at the summit of the top overpass, I could see a major city in ruin for as far as the eye could see. Even an airport where planes landing on runways had hit, taxiing airplanes, and burst into flames. Every sight seen was so vivid as if I were alive on the scene rather than it being a dream. And the understanding of bits and pieces of what was happening in situations I was viewing was again so vividly real. Here's where the dream gets really unusual. I stopped at this point in the dream and thought, I left my cell phone, my credit cards, and cash in my car. Throughout all this I was seeing, I actually went back, crawled in the back seat of my car, and crawled over to the front seat and retrieved my cell phone and credit cards and cash, as if having these would normalize all this chaos that was going on. As I walked away, I tried calling you and a few others, but it was useless. The cell phone would not get a signal. I could go on with different scenes and sounds, but they all lead to the overall picture of a major catastrophe and the effects of it. The dream was so real that in parts I could see guts of animals in a stock trailer wrecked into other trucks hanging from them from an opening in the side of the stock trailer they were in. God has let me know this, that what I was given in this dream was a small glimpse of his wrath now pouring out upon earth. That no cell phone, credit card, or any amount of cash is going to fix or normalize any of it. That for those lost in the effects of his wrath that are full of sin are spending eternity in hell, burning eternally. For those remaining that don't turn to him, they too will end up the same way. God placed in my mind to tell others that think they know him that they are so lost if they aren't following a part of the scripture he gave me in this dream. To be a doer of his word, not just a hearer. One last thing God has put on my heart and mind was that in this dream that shows, again, the detailed vividness of it. In looking at the car tags of the vehicles in this dream, they all were of the state of California. Praise the Lord, Buster.
Okay, now let's read the letter from HB, the email from him.
Good evening, Pastor Tony. It's going to be quite exciting and uplifting for those who hear your songs. I think that your powerful messages and vocal renditions may be the last warning for those who are still fighting to submit to the Savior, and a welcome reminder and assurance for those who are saved. I will make a rough vocal CD for you tomorrow. It will be ready at 6 o'clock, so you may want to have someone pick it up. We are booked on Sunday, 27th, at 11 a.m. to record 5 more tracks. The medley will be one. Please have the sisters send me the next 4 of your favorites so I can get them ready. I've talked to the manager of the symphony orchestra about an orchestra date. He will get back to me in a few days. We will try and get 2 consecutive days with the orchestra. The choir is chomping at the bit to get back in the studio and do some more of your sessions. They really feel that they are adding something to your worldwide ministry. Every Tuesday when we do praise reports, there is mention of how your music has uplifted someone's relative or family member. If possible, I would like to provide each member with a CD of the first songs. Thank you again for making this all possible. I really am enjoying being a part of this venture. Hopefully, with a lot of work, faith, and the goodness and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be doing sessions with, quote, the big symphony orchestra, unquote, for eternity. Praise the living God, HB.
Right. In the kingdom of heaven, we're going to have 3 million angels back us up, and the big symphony orchestra in heaven. Hallelujah. Most of the people on earth will not be there to hear it. Oh, so sad. So sad. All right. Well, it's time to get united with the kingdom of heaven. Jesus and his people are actually the new Jerusalem. We are the bride of Christ. We are one with him. And we're the fullness of God, the Bible says, the fullness, because he fills us up and we fill him up in heaven. All right, so if you want to be part of the golden city, the city where the Lamb is the light, if you want to live forever and be happy and never get sick or die again and be with any of your loved ones that have gone on before you, and especially with Jesus, the living God, and never ever be worried with bills or any plagues or any government agency coming on your door or your children being stolen from you or anything being stolen from you, your houses, all the things that you have worked so hard for. Say this prayer and know and have faith and be confident that these things, that you will be in heaven, and just keep praising the Lord and thanking him. Say this prayer to him. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 772.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Okay, the Word of God says that we're not to feel sorry for ourselves, but we're to endure hardness like a good soldier. We're supposed to go onward marching like Christian soldiers. And here I am to sing it for you, Onward Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers. marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Life of my army, with the church of